Lucky Tom from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, opening our show. That is from their first CD and a song called Lemko. Добрий вечер, дорогі радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння, котра подається вам щосуботи о 6-й годині на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що ви були слухачами сьогодні ввечері та рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі і також чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have a recipe for eggplant. We've got news from Ukraine. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music tonight for you. Coming up next is a traditional Ukrainian folk song by a group called Trembita from Edmonton, and it is the Floating Boat Waltz, Chovin.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Vincent Rees from Edmonton's Cobblestone Freeway Cultural Tours with exciting news. Our 2015 tours are up and ready to go. Join us for a unique cultural tour. We have trips to Eastern Europe, including Western Ukraine, Hungary, and Croatia. Plus, we're going to Costa Rica, Brazil, and Argentina. So visit our website for photos and details. Cobblestone Freeway, we're in Edmonton and ready to go. So book today. Visit cobblestonefreeway.ca.
нагору на леску. Не ходи, ходи, орисів, а гри на супілці.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи, оріс нагору, а гри на супілці.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи на лесу гору, а гри на супілці. Воного орі на лесі, і думай над ярами. Воного орі на лесі, і чорти від марками.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
А вчугає та каляче срох, і іде летіс.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
А вчугає та каляче срох, і іде летіс. Роги, круто роги, очі як лущата. Жінка в нього чорна жаба, прикрита вусата.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
От такі жінки в тім засі, пані молодиці.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
От такі жінки в тім засі, пані молодиці. Чоршувати та багати, хочу п'ю-п'ю-п'ю. Може їй платити златом та води до шинку.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи, орис, нагору, чекай на принця.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи орець на гору, а чекай на принця. Ходи орис на гору, а чекай на принця.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи орис на гору, а чекай на принця.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was Millennia from their third CD, Bratia. That was a Mandre classic called Odessia. Up next, from Winnipeg, a group called Siege, and from their CD, Home of the Cossacks. Here they are now with Back to the Siege.
Archangel to lead them on their way across the sea and land to fight a foreign man. They did what they had and then they sang. We'll
go back
to the siege,
to the siege, home of the Cossacks.
We'll
go back
to the siege,
to the siege,
in the heart of Ukraine.
Must lead them to war on this day. From the left and the right, we'll pull the horses in. We'll defend our precious steps till the end.
We'll
go back
to the siege,
to the siege,
home of the Cossacks.
We'll
go
back
to the siege,
to the siege,
in the heart of Ukraine.
We'll be right back.
veins gets their strength from the heart of Ukraine.
Oh,
back to the siege.
Oh, of the Cossacks.
Go back to the siege. In the heart of Ukraine. We'll
go back
to the siege.
Home of the Cossacks.
Go back
to the siege.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Eggplants grow in abundance in the regions of southern Ukraine. There are many sizes and colors of eggplant, which actually is a fruit, specifically a berry. The appearance of the egg-shaped white eggplant makes it clear how this fruit was named. Ukrainians make eggplants in many different ways. Some examples are eggplant borscht and tomato or bean salad, eggplant puree, scalloped eggplant, or with onions under a rich tomato sauce with fresh mushrooms, filled with millet and mushrooms, and one of my favorites, eggplant filled with liver and buckwheat. Eggplant is not only nutritious, but it contains a substance that inhibits the rise of cholesterol induced by fatty foods. It works best when not eaten alone, but with cholesterol-containing foods. Now get your pans ready for Eggplant Odessa, a tasty appetizer, spread, or dip. You'll need the following ingredients. 1 large eggplant, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 1 large tomato, peeled and finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar or lemon juice, salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. Chopped fresh flat leaf parsley for garnish. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Pierce the eggplant with a knife in several places. Bake for about 50 minutes or until soft on a parchment paper lined baking sheet, turning midway through. Cool and cut the eggplant lengthwise in half. Scoop out the pulp and finely chop or mash. Add the remaining ingredients and mix. Cover and refrigerate for several hours to allow the flavors to develop. Garnish with chopped parsley and serve this with a rustic bread, rye or white. Serves about 4. Treat your taste buds. It's delicious and it's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Степ широкий, зелен розмаю, стороною. the golden anniversary of Ukrainian culture in the Parkland. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, Dauphin, Manitoba, July 31st to August 2nd. Celebrate 50 incredible years of Ukrainian culture with music and dance groups from all across Canada and Ukraine. If you haven't been to the festival in years, consider this your invitation. Get your weekend passes, day passes, and camping passes by phone at 1-877-474-2683 or online at cnuf.ca.
Cajun two-step for you there, performed by the By Request Band from Steinbach, Manitoba, from their CD, Ukrainian Boys Gone Wild. And before the break, you heard Chermshina from their CD, Postishka Khmri, Along Paths of a Dream, and Ukraino, Song for Ukraine. Coming up next is the Lemko Bluegrass Band from Lviv and Bukovina.
Ти зелена ляна,
Буковино, ти зелена, причасний розділей на ляна,
Буковино, ти зелена, причасний розділей на ляна.
Ой, зірву я три листочки ляна.
Зірву я,
Slušajte ukrajinsku radioprogramu Naš holos na bahatomovnej radiostanciji AM 1320 CHMB u mesti Vancouveri. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
At least one Ukrainian soldier has been killed and four others wounded as Russian-backed militants went on the offensive again on Thursday. Mortars, tank fire, grenade launchers, and heavy machine guns were used by militants over the past day, violating the ceasefire at least 50 times, mostly in the Donetsk region. That's according to the Ukrainian Military Press Center. Since the ceasefire was signed by Russia and Ukraine back on February 15th, militants have fired on Ukrainian positions over 2,500 times, and that information was released by the Ukrainian Parliament Speaker. Ukraine says it does return fire when being fired upon. Russian-backed militants are preparing for an attack during the second half of May. This information was released by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko during a meeting with regional administration chiefs in Kyiv. Although there is an imminent threat, Poroshenko said that the country is ready to defend itself and that the morale of the Ukrainian armed forces is currently at its best. We keep getting more evidence and information proving that the aggressor will commence a military offensive in the second half of May. I don't want to frighten anyone, and you should know that the country is capable of protecting its citizens. The president said that over 18,500 security forces will be used to ensure peace during the May holidays this year, and for the first time, volunteers will coordinate and work alongside paid officers to keep Ukrainians safe.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says that the Minsk agreement must be sped up significantly and that sanctions against Russia are related to its implementation. The European heads of state, only a few weeks ago, at the second-to-last European summit, have said that the future of the sanctions against Russia are related to the implementation of the Minsk agreement. There is no necessity at the moment to assess that more than 2 months before the necessary decision-making processes. But it is also true that the process of implementation needs to be sped up significantly if we are expected to come to a different conclusion. His Serbian counterpart said that the ceasefire must be respected. We have agreed that the most important thing is that the situation on the ground should be reinforced, to respect the ceasefire and to start the political process as quickly as possible. And the first step should be the forming and beginning of work of so-called working groups. The EU, US and other Western nations imposed sanctions on Moscow last year following their seizure of Ukrainian territory. Russia and the militants have been accused of breaching the Minsk agreement by continuing to shell Ukrainian positions in the east of the country.
Ukrainian MP and fighter pilot Nadia Savchenko has returned to jail from a Moscow hospital. She was transferred back following a medical examination by doctors, Russia's penitentiary service said. Her lawyer, Ilya Novikov, described the hospital conditions as worse than jail in a Facebook post on Wednesday. Just a day earlier, Savchenko was transferred to the civilian hospital unit due to low blood sugar levels following months almost constantly on hunger strike. Savchenko was abducted by militants in summer 2014 and funneled into Russia, where she was handed over to authorities. Once there, she was charged with the involvement in the deaths of two Russian journalists in the conflict zone. She denies the charges. The fighter pilot was appointed to the country's delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe in January, a move which theoretically granted her immunity and should have led to her release.
Dutch and international forensic experts have finished their search for the remains of 298 people who died in the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine, the mission's head announced on Thursday in The Hague. The Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders has told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry that investigation into the Malaysian Airlines crash is now focused on finding those responsible for the missile attack.
I hope to inform you further today on the progress that we are making on the investigation on the MH17 and the importance of accountability. This is a very crucial phase we are in. The repatriation phase has been finalized yesterday, and now it's important that we go in the direction of accountability. We're looking forward to the talks here, and thank you very much for having us.
On Saturday, the final seven coffins filled with human remains is expected to arrive in the Netherlands. The remains were recovered in the last 2 weeks in a field of debris in Petropavlivka that was until recently on the front line of the conflict between Russian-backed militants and Ukrainian troops. Although Russia continues to blame Ukraine for the atrocity, Ukraine, along with Western media, has evidence suggesting the aircraft was shot down from the ground by Russian-backed militants. Dutch broadcaster RTL reported in March that fragments from the scene of the crash match a Russian-made surface-to-air Buk rocket.
Just 2 days before Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down over East Ukraine, the German government was told of the very alarming risk of flying over the region. That's according to leaked diplomatic cables reported in the German media, which highlighted the shooting down of a Ukrainian military plane on the 14th of July as the core reason behind their concerns. Controversially, sources at German airline Lufthansa say Berlin did not make them aware of the dangers of flying over East Ukraine. A team of Dutch investigators are looking into the disaster, using satellite images, radar information and the plane's flight data recorder. However, they were blocked from entering the crash site by Russian-backed militants in the aftermath. The US government and its allies believe the aircraft was shot down by the militants with a Russian missile launcher. This viewpoint is supported by evidence from social media, leaked phone messages, eyewitness accounts and photographs. All 298 people aboard the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur flight died on the 17th of July last year. Final analysis of the disaster is expected to be released by August this year.
The fires are out. Ukraine's emergency services says it has put out forest fires that were advancing toward the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. On Tuesday, the Interior Minister had warned that high winds were blowing the fire in northern Ukraine towards Chernobyl, where in 1986 a reactor fire led to the world's worst nuclear disaster. But after battling the blaze for 2 days, a team of about 300 firefighters were able to contain the fire and completely extinguish it. In total, some 320 hectares of forest were destroyed by the flames. Experts say radiation levels in the vicinity and the nearby capital, Kyiv, are at normal levels.
An Austrian court has refused to extradite Ukrainian industrialist Dmytro Firtash to the United States, accepting his argument that political motivations lay behind U.S. efforts to try him on corruption charges. One of Ukraine's most influential oligarchs, the 49-year-old Firtash, was arrested in Vienna a year ago at the request of U.S. authorities, which have been investigating him since 2006. He was released from detention in March 2014 after posting bail of $140 million. The billionaire industrialist said allegations that he had conspired to bribe Indian government officials to win licenses to mine titanium were, quote, absolutely untrue, and called himself a victim of a political campaign. You are investigating somebody because you think he committed some crime. This is an investigation according to criminal law. But you can also have political motives because you want to fight him on a political level. We think the ruling is very wise of the judge because this whole thing was merely a political move. Firtash's legal team had argued that the criminal case against Firtash intended to exert pressure on an influential man whom Washington saw as a representative of Russian interests in Ukraine and a disruptive factor in Ukrainian politics. They said the case should be thrown out on several grounds, including a lack of evidence and the fact that charges against Firtash were not crimes in Austria.
Clashes at a communist May Day rally in Kyiv. At least 15 men were arrested after attempting to start fights with the party's supporters near to the Great Patriotic War Museum on the slopes overlooking the River Dnipro. The provocateurs, some of whom were sporting balaclavas, were stopped by police before reaching the protest, which had been banned by the courts. One received a head injury whilst being detained, a journalist from Romadsky TV reported. Police said they were being questioned in connection with public order offences. In another incident at the rally, Communist Party leader Petro Simonenko received a light dousing of kefir, a type of yogurt, thrown at him by an activist from the Nationalist Svoboda Party. Most of the kefir missed its target, instead drenching a journalist from Russian television station Rossiya. At least 500, mostly elderly people, gathered for the demonstration on International Workers' Day, many holding Soviet-style banners and listening to communist-era songs, reports Ukrainian news agency TSN. Last month, Ukraine's parliament passed a law banning both communist and Nazi propaganda, a decision which infuriated both Russia and many Soviet veterans from World War II. British billionaire Sir Richard Branson has been giving business advice to Ukrainians. The Virgin Media Group founder urged budding entrepreneurs to make investments and take risks, despite the war in Donbass. He spoke to some 3,500 people at Forum One, the largest business conference in Central and Eastern Europe. Over 40 years, Branson has accumulated a fortune estimated by Forbes magazine to be worth around $5 billion, mainly through his enterprises bearing the Virgin brand. With Ukraine's authorities attempting to deal with conflict and the weak economy, Branson said entrepreneurs should take the helm in expanding trade and business.
So I think a lot of this energy needs to be, you know, people in this room. It needs to be the entrepreneurs, the business people, who've got to take a lot of weight off his shoulders and be positive and just get on and you know create businesses, create jobs, invest in making sure that Ukraine, you know, starts coming out of the recession.
Meanwhile, Branson gave advice on how Ukraine should cut its massive expenditure on energy through investing in solar panels, windmills, electric bikes, and the requisition of land. He finished his talk with one final message.
I really hope that the problems in East Ukraine get resolved soon. I hope they are resolved, but anyway, I hope you get resolved soon. So Ukraine can become a really great independent country, hopefully closely affiliated with Europe, because you know, I think we'd be proud to have Ukraine as much part of Europe as it can ever be.
Branson's biggest life tips included challenging yourself, setting goals, and living life to the fullest.
A video of a fox in the Chernobyl disaster exclusion zone taking food from journalists and stacking bread to make sandwiches has gotten over 1 million views on social media websites. The Chernobyl exclusion zone has become a wildlife haven since the area was abandoned by humans following the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear plant catastrophe that made the region uninhabitable for humans. With almost no human interference since then, wolves, lynx, elk, wild horses, bears, and foxes like this one have thrived despite high radiation levels.
6,000 people took part in a half marathon in Ukrainian capital Kiev over the weekend, a number which organizers said was a record for the race, which was in its fifth year. Participants ranged across all ages. Children also took part, but were given their own special course rather than the full 21-kilometer route. Runners were full of praise for the event. There's a great running track this time, no stones, there's a park, this time everything's great. Aside from locals, also taking part in the race were a group of MPs from the European Parliament, led by former Slovakian Prime Minister Mikuláš Dzurinda, who now works as an advisor to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko.
I would like to express my solidarity with Ukraine and to encourage people. To support promotion of reforms.
Many of the racers took part in the half marathon in order to raise money for charity. In total, some $3,000 was collected, with the funds going towards a Kiev children's hospital.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. And that was Kolomlena by Dunaj, their most recent release on their new CD, which was just launched in Toronto last night. And that is one of two numbers that they released last week. And there's one more to come, and we don't know much details about it. Alex did give us some hints when we spoke on Wednesday on the Nash Holos Nanaimo edition. Alex Feshak with Dunaj has been giving interviews on that edition as they've been releasing songs one at a time for this brand new CD release, kind of a novel approach using social media. You can catch the interviews on the podcast, and you can find the link to that at the Nash Holos website. Just click on the Nash Holos Nanaimo link. Coming up next is their other song that they released last week, and it is a song of Polish origins that Ukrainians have shamelessly, I would say, appropriated and made their own. It's called Hey Sokole.
Чорні води с'ю на коня, козак молодий, плаче молода дівчина, їде козак з України.
Гей, 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 соколи, обминайте гори і сітоли, дзвін, 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 дзвіночку, все повіяй, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, обминайте гори і сітоли, місце побіг,
дзін, дзін, дзін. Жаль, жаль, за милою, за рідною стороною, жаль, жаль, серце плаче, більше її не побачу.
Гей, 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 соколи, обминайте гори і сітоли, дзін, 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 дзіночку, все повіжай, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, обминайте гори і сітоли, дзін, 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 дзіночку, місце полови, дзін, дзін, дзін.
Coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial, and streaming online at chly.ca. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nash Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.nashholos.com.
Летить чорний орел, і сумник краче, сидить сестра в хаті, за брачиком плаче, сидить сестра в хаті, за брачиком плаче. Поїхав далеко до чужої землі, упав він ранений від чужої Пав він ранений від чужої кулі. Ой, дорога сестра, тобі лист я пишу, лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Тобі Я пишу, лиш не кажи мамі, два роки минуло, як лежу в шпитале, два роки минуло, як лежу в шпитале. Моя господарка, будь-де чорна яма, ніхто не погляд.
And from their CD, Greatest Hits of Mickey and Bunny, that was Mickey and Bunny with Chorny Orel. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio at 6 p.m. Saturdays here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM. And our new international edition, which airs in over 20 countries on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Among other things, you'll find links to the podcast there. And do make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. На жаль, вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Славу хотів би мати, але сам собі ради не може дати. And our proverb of the week translates as, he longs for glory but cannot take care of himself properly. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB. To take us home, we've got the female beat from Winnipeg from their second CD, Steppin' Out, and the Crossfire Medley. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening, and Dobranich!